to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jean. Now, we have another term for you today that we're going to talk about. It's called non-professional actors. Non-professional actors. Non-spelled N-O-N-professional, P-R-O-F-E-S-S-I-O-N-A-L, and these are actors, A-C-T-O-R-S. Now, these are the people that you hire for a movie that don't necessarily have their job as an actor. So a lot of directors, when they want a real feeling for a particular movie, a real feeling itself, they'll hire non-actors. Now, sometimes people will think of these people as non-union. This is back in the U.S., okay? So non-union people are people who don't belong to a union. So generally, you don't want to hire these people because they don't really know what they're doing. But some directors, like I said, want that real feeling, so they'll hire non-professional actors. Now, if you watch some movies, you'll feel like, wow, that was really, really real. The reason why is because that's actually usually what the person does in real life. So if you hire a person who, say, is a cook, you know, to be in a movie, and you say that's the main person, that's a non-professional actor. But they cook in the movie. That's their job. Don't put them into another room and make them do something else, because they can't do that. That's really their job. So, non-professional actors do the real thing. Okay? Coming up, American Flame.
Hey, welcome to Action English. I'm Duran. 昨天我们讲过的这个102斑点狗里面，哎，提到这个库伊拉，因为接受了治疗，哎，他就由啊原来是一个虐待小动物的这个恶棍，那么转眼就变成了保护动物的一个支持者。哎，可是在这时候，诊所里面有了一个新的发现。
And now BBC Two is proud to present the third part in our series.What makes Big Ben tick?
Very loud.
That would be Ben on the telly.
Yes. It must have got to the brainwaves back into...
This mustn't get out. You hear me? It never happened.
Okay, now American Slam. 来看看今天的美国俚语教给你什么。看这个句子。This mustn't get out.
This mustn't get out.
好，来看这个词组 get out 泄露出去。那么这个句型叫 something this mustn't get out， 它的意思是表示什么什么事情可千万不能对别人讲，可千万不能让别人知道，可千万不能泄露出去，叫 this mustn't get out。 好，我们来看例句。 It mustn't get out that I'm missing school tomorrow otherwise I'll get in trouble。这句话的意思是，哎，你可千万别跟别人说，明天我不去上学了，要不然我就有麻烦了。好，这个句子我们一起说一遍，准备好了吗？明天我不上学这件事情，不要让别人知道，否则我就有麻烦。这个句子叫 It mustn't， 千万不能 It mustn't get out， 什么事情不能 get out？ 我们从句进来 That 我明天不上课 I'm missing schoolTomorrow， 否则的话 ，otherwise 我就有麻烦了。I'll get in trouble。好，我们来看第二个例句。Well, if we go to this party, it mustn't get out. As I told my other friend that I was staying at home。这句话的意思是，如果我们要是一起去这个 party， 一起去这个舞会的话，那可千万你别跟别人说。那么这个千万不能够 get out， it mustn't get out， 为什么？ as 引出来原因状从，因为我跟我其他朋友说我是待在家里面不出去的，看来别的人也约我了，我还是今天跟你去。当然这个消息要 it mustn't
get out.
不能传出去.
And now BBC Two is proud to present the third part in our series, What Makes Big Ben Tick?
A unique sound, Ben. Very loud.
That would be Ben on the telly.
Yes. It must have jolted their brainwaves back into...
This mustn't get out. You hear me? It never happened.
现在回到经典对白，原来我们也讲过，狗有时候会带给人类呢，会带给你我意外的机会，更多的机会，尤其是对那些单身的男女、单身的贵族，下面这个片段就是个很好的例子。好，如果没有这个可爱的小狗的话，我们来看一看我们的男女主人公怎么能够相约在一起。 来共进这个浪漫的晚餐。刚才。
Oh, Ben,
thank you.
How about dinner?
Sorry?
I was inviting you to dinner.
Dinner would be nice.
这个句子啊 Don't know how to thank you.
Oh, Ben, thank you. 好，这句话叫
Don't know how to thank you. 他的意思是表示，我真不知该怎么谢谢你，你帮了我。我会说，我真不知该怎么谢谢你的大恩大德叫。Don't know how to thank you. 很简单，也很形象，很直观。来看例子。First one. Hey, I'm so glad you were able to fix my car. I just don't know how to thank you. 这句话的意思是，你把我的车修好了，我太高兴了。修好我的车叫 fix my car。 我真的是太高兴了，真的不知道该怎么谢谢你。 I just don't know how to thank you. 好，我们来看第二个例子。哎，我们除了可以说 I just don't know how to thank you 之外呢，也可以去 thank other people， 谢别人也是可以的。那么来看第二个例句，我们就说一个其他的宾语。好，听好了。 I don't know how to thank him. For looking after my dog whilst I was sick in hospital. 我住院期间，他一直替我照看我的小狗，我真不知该怎么谢谢他。那么这个句子我们再说一遍，我真不知该怎么谢谢某一个人，这个句型是固定的。 I don't know how to thank him. 为什么谢谢他？ For looking after my dog. 在什么时候？ Whilst 相当于 while. Whilst I was sick in hospital.
Oh, thank you. How about dinner?
Sorry?
I was inviting you to dinner.
Dinner would be nice.
好，下面这句话是鹦鹉说的，这句话叫 How about dinner?
How about dinner?
好，来看这个句型，这个句型叫 How about 是表示你给人家提建议或者是邀请别人。那么如果 How about 因为它是个 about 是个介词，后面加一个名词 How about dinner 意思是一种邀请，嘿，一起吃个饭，一起吃个晚饭好不好？就 How about dinner 好了，你如果想问你要不要喝咖啡，我来一杯喝咖啡，我们会说 How about some coffee 都可以的。好，那么来看 How about dinner 这个词的例句用法。First one。
Hey, seeing as your skull is broken, how about dinner tonight?
Seeing as 是空间用法，它是鉴于啊，鉴于你们家的这个 stove 烤箱烤炉今天坏了，一个电器坏了，我们叫 be broken。好，来看这个句子，再说一遍 ，Seeing as your stove is broken， 哎，今天晚上一起吃吧，到外面吃。How about dinner tonight？ 好，我们再来看第二个例子。哎，你可能会问 ，How about 是建议或者邀请。那么我们第一个例句后面加了一个词叫 dinner， how about dinner， how about some coffee， how about some ice cream。 那么除了加词之外，还能不能加句子，也是表示一种邀请，没问题，是非常可以的。那么你来看我们第二个例句，就给你举一个长句子看。 Listen， If you finish work at 6:30， how about we go for a drink around 7 o'clock。话的意思是，嘿，如果你6:30可以收工的话，我们不妨7:00左右的时候去喝一杯。How about？ 因为后面的信息链很大，所以我们用一个句子进来，绝对可以。How about we go for a drink around 7:00？
Hold on, the train！
I was inviting you to dinner.
Dinner would be nice.
Hi, welcome to Movie Tune. I'm Allison, and today we are talking about a song from the movie Tomb Raider. This song is called Elevation. Self-control. So self-control is when you can control yourself. 控制自己. Been living like a mole now. A mole is a little animal that lives underground where it's dark, way deep in the earth. Going down, so the mole is digging its way down. Excavation. Excavation is what you do when you're looking for ancient objects. So maybe there are caves, like the Dunhuang Caves, and you go in and you uncover all the years of dirt and you find these beautiful things from many, many years ago. Higher now, in the sky, you make me feel like I can fly. So here's this guy, no self-control, he's like a little mole. Moles look like rats. They live way down in the ground, and he feels, you know, burying lower and lower. And then someone comes along and makes him feel like he can fly up into the sky. So let's listen to the song. Maybe it'll make you feel like you can fly. And I'll see you next time on.